friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Baby was so tiny, doctors used a sandwich bag to save her, but just wait to see her now. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Gil Glegg gave birth to her premature baby 3 months early, the tiny girl was only about the size of a bag of sugar. Doctors feared little Darcy Glegg wouldn't make it, but this miracle baby fought hard and overcame all the odds. At 28 weeks, Gil Glegg received some terrifying news about her unborn baby girl. The ultrasound revealed something wrong in her placenta, and the abnormality meant not enough blood was making its way to Gil's daughter. Doctors immediately rushed the scared mom into the hospital for an emergency C-section so she could give birth to her premature baby 3 months early. "It was terrifying," Gil said. "I wasn't given much hope that she would make it, but she came out crying." At birth, Darcy Glegg weighed only 1 pound 5 ounces and was roughly the size of a bag of sugar. But don't let the size fool you. This tiny package had a lot of fight inside. During her time in the neonatal unit, doctors placed the premature baby, born 3 months early, inside a plastic bag. "Darcy is amazing. She was so tiny in that little sandwich bag, I didn't know if she would make it," Gil explained. The sweet child underwent blood transfusions and fought through an infection. And though she had the odds stacked against her, Darcy Glegg continued to grow and put on weight. After 64 days in the hospital under the watchful eye of her dedicated doctors and nurses, she was ready to head home with her parents shortly after Christmas, just in time for New Year's Eve. "She was the best present," Gil said. After going home with her parents, Gil and Mark, little Darcy Clegg only continued to defy the odds. Though born 3 months early, this premature baby continued thriving, developing into a happy and healthy child. "She started walking a bit late, but it was an amazing moment," Gil said. "She's a dream." From a preemie inside a sandwich bag fighting to survive to an excited schoolgirl, Darcy Clegg proves miracles still exist. And each milestone serves as a powerful reminder for her parents of just how much their little girl has overcome. "It's so emotional to see her start school. We've got her uniform and everything ready to go," Gil said. "This premature baby born 3 months early is a beautiful reminder of how nothing is impossible for our mighty God. For no word from God shall be void of power." Luke 1:37. Cameras caught a father and son crying while holding Miracle Baby, and it's so powerful. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A touching video went viral of a father and son crying uncontrollably as they held Miracle Baby Giovanna. Thank goodness the family caught this sweet moment on camera. As a father and son hold their newborn daughter/sister for the first time, the pair is overcome with emotion. That's because the road to get to this moment has been anything but easy. According to the now viral Instagram post, João Prudencio Neto of Brazil and his wife Caroline didn't think they'd ever be able to have any more kids. After Caroline gave birth to the couple's first child, David, João became infertile. Even though it seemed impossible, João continued praying for the Lord to heal him. He and Caroline desperately wanted to give David a sibling. And rather than try any kind of medical intervention, the couple turned to prayer. Every day, they prayed for Jesus to heal João and bless them with another child. And eventually, all those prayers finally led to their miracle baby, Giovanna. The day of her delivery was a joyous occasion for the whole family, including young David. And the video of father and son crying as they hold newborn Giovanna for the first time shows just how grateful they were for this miracle. Giovanna's birth is not only a blessing for our family, but also for all those who dream of one day living the miracle that only Jesus can do. Giovanna's birth is not only a blessing for our family, but also for all those who dream of one day living the miracle that only Jesus can do. João wrote in his post on Instagram, which has been translated from Portuguese. João did not get the answer to his prayers overnight. He spent a long time praying for the healing he received, and it eventually led to this special moment between a father and son and newborn Giovanna. So the proud father also included a Bible verse with his post. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Psalm 41. The powerful video and the faithful family's incredible testimony touched hearts all across the globe, and what a wonderful testament to the power of prayer it is. And Jesus, looking upon them, said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Matthew 19:26.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.